The Wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Music legend Elton John has announced he'll play two concerts in Perth towards the end of the year as part of his monumental End of the Yellow Brick Road tour.
Wow, that'll be huge.
It's going to be amazing. And Perth finally has dates, Peter. Elton will play HBF Park on both Saturday, November 30 and the following night on December 1st. Have you got tickets?
Of course, the Super Bowl was on yesterday in Louisiana and millions of viewers tuned in worldwide to see the new English Patriots take on the LA Rams. Bit of a slaughter, actually. The Patriots winning 13-3. And some would say a bit of a slaughter on the stage as well. There are some pretty critical people on the internet.
There are.
Absolutely slammed Maroon 5. That was the halftime entertainment. They had a mixed response. Some loved it, but some said, flat.
Then he took his shirt off at the end, and that got mixed reviews as well. Some liked it, some didn't.
What did you think of the shirt off thing?
I didn't mind it, personally. It was all right.
I wonder, I mean, he's not the most unmuscular guy.
Yeah.
I thought, well, someone's making a lot of money out of tattoos on this guy.
That's right. I think he was just trying to add a bit of X factor to his show.
And I think, oh, I've got tattoos, I better show someone.
The Karate Kid is returning to theatres for its 35th anniversary. The beloved 80s flick, which starred Ralph Macchio as troubled teen Daniel LaRusso, who learns karate from Mr. Miyagi, played by Pat Morita, will play in selected cinemas from March 31st until April the 2nd. I used to love the Karate Kid movies.
Yeah, they were pretty popular.
Very popular. It also will give us a look at a second season of Cobra Kai, which is a spin-off series following LaRusso and his nemesis Johnny Lawrence in their adult years. Have you managed to catch any of that? So I watched the first season.
Missed it all.
It's absolutely hilarious and very cool. If you love The Karate Kid, you'll love Cobra Kai.
Actor Luke Wilson, who was pretty big back then as well, and all the way through really, he's confirmed he's on board if Reese Witherspoon goes ahead with a Legally Blonde 3.
Nice.
I'm struggling to think what the storyline would be from this one. It's kind of taken it everywhere. They said they're working on the third instalment for the movie franchise, set for release Valentine's Day next year.
I'm excited about that.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.